You need to decide where do you want, what lifestyle do you want? When do you want it? You need to know where you are, and then we can design a plan. If we don't know where we are, we don't know where we're going, we can't make a plan to get there. And failure to plan is planning to fail. It's an old proverb. Are you with me on this? How many of you think you can do that? How many are looking forward to going home and start building a folder system together and putting your financial house in order? Why? What happens if all of a sudden you passed away? You don't know if you have a will. You don't know where your stuff is. No, it's chaos. If you walked into a financial advisor's office and one was organized, clean, neat, and everything was there on the computer, he knew exactly where you were, exactly what you were doing, exactly what your plans were, and the other one just goes, "Well, let me look. I think you got your files here somewhere. You didn't know what it is. Which one would you want to give your more money to?" Well, just imagine that you're your financial advisor. You won't give yourself more money unless you get your crap together. You understand what I'm saying? Unless you get things together, it is not going to happen. So put your financial house in order. Find out exactly where you are. It's worth the effort, the time, the energy to do this. Because there's a freeing to know. Because anywhere where there's certainty, more money goes. Financial certainty builds wealth. And knowing exactly where you are and getting over the uncertainties and being clear about it, you'll probably discover you got more assets than you realize, and it'll probably be in your favor anyway. Because when I started looking, and I realized the market value on my books and market value on some of the inventory and things that I had, I realized I had more wealth that I wasn't even acknowledging. I realized the value of the properties and the values of the things that I had was way more valuable than I realized. Even with depreciation, it still had a value. So put the financial house in order. Find out exactly where you are. Determine your net worth. Am I going too fast on these principles? Are you following along pretty clear? I know some of this is basic, but you know what? The basics are what build wealth. It's not doing the basics. I had a gentleman not too long ago come up to me and said, "I went to your seminar, and I want to know about, do you have another advanced program?" And I said, "Did you do what I taught you in the first seminar?" He says, "Well, partly." I said, "Why do you think you're ready for an advanced seminar when you haven't done the things that are basic?" How many of you grasp what I'm saying? People are wanting sometimes some sort of a speculative, fantasy, quick, get-rich thing because they want pleasure without pain instead of the discipline of just doing the methodical basics. I have a gentleman up in the New Jersey area that came to this program that I did in New York. And this is about 7 years ago. When he started, he was saving about $400 a month. Within about 3 months, he was over $1,000 a month. About another 3 months, he was at $2,000 a month. He realized he could keep pushing it. I saw him not too long ago. I was in New Jersey. He was there. He's at $17,000 a month he's saving. This is 7 years. But as you can see, if that continued to grow, if he was to continue to push himself, $17,000 a month is about almost $250,000 a year with interest and everything else as that's starting to grow. He's starting to become a wealthy man, isn't he? And it was the habit of saving, and we got his financial house in order. He did some of the things. He did the basics. Well, I know a lot of people that keep wanting to get rich really quick on doing something. Basics. Methodical basics. If I was to ask you how much you've earned, I'd like you to write down how much you think you've earned in your entire life. Just estimate. How much do you think you've earned in your life? And write that figure down. And underneath it, write down what your net worth is right now, and then determine what percentage you've saved all your life. So if you've earned millions of dollars and you have $1,000 saved, I want to see what percentage of is your savings. If Australia has an average of 4%, see if you're above or below average. Do as rough an estimate as you can. Estimate what your net worth is right now, just rough estimate, best you can, and then determine what percentage of all the money you've made, what percentage did you actually save? If it's above 4%, you're above average. When I started saving, it was much lower than that. Now it's way more than that. Just out of curiosity here, how many are over 4%? Excellent. How many of you are under 4%? Those of you that are over 4%, money is obviously high enough on your values to save. Those that are under 4%, obviously it hasn't been a focus for years. Other things are more important to you. Can you see the values are dictating that? Yes. Total assets, net worth. Net worth. That includes superannuation, can be as equity in a house, it could be your car, whatever your net worth is. That's a savings right now. If you need to liquidate that, if you had to liquidate that, that's what you've got in your possession. What do you think that is? How many of you feel like you've done a great job with your investments and your money so far? No one yet. One person. Great. Well, then you're in the right place. There's only two ways to increase your earnings, really. Go out there and generate more business by external and internal marketing, right? Or keep the same business and lower your overheads. Basic things, aren't they? The question is what's your strategies on both? Have a strategy for both. How do you lower your overheads and how do you generate new business? Those that are really having high values on building wealth will figure out those two things and keep focusing on how they can keep efficiently growing those two areas. How do they generate more business and how they keep their overheads lower? So they can maximize their margin. They're trying to maximize their margin constantly. I've got two new systems and technology that I'm about to introduce in the next 2 or 3 months. I don't know yet for sure if that's going to work yet, but my suspicion and the probability is very high that I will lower my overheads. It'll be all electronic. And it'll raise my profits. I'm constantly looking for new ways of lowering overheads, raising profits. Lowering overheads, raising profits. Now, some people say, well, I'm on a fixed income. How many of you are on a fixed income and work for somebody else? Just out of curiosity here. Great, a small percentage. That's a real healthy sign. Then I don't really have to address this too much. But just if you're on a fixed income, in all probability, within 2 to 3 years, if you follow what I'm going to tell you, you won't be on a fixed income anymore. You won't be working for somebody else in 3 years if you do what I'm telling you this weekend. Because most of the people who do what I'm asking, if they even do a part of it, aren't working for somebody else in a short period of time. They're working on their own. Because some people, by the way, if you are working for somebody else, there's always a way of negotiating more. I have a lady who is in, she's just in my program the other day in Calgary. I met her about 6 years ago. She came to the financial program. She came to a number of other programs that I do. She was a teacher, and she was making $37,000 a year teaching up in Toronto, Canada. She said to me, after coming to my prophecy program, which is a mind-expanding program for 7 days, she said, I realize right now at the rate that I'm going, I'm not even remotely going to live what I dream about. Economically, unless I marry a really wealthy guy, it ain't going to happen. And she just had this realization that that's not how she wanted to do. Because I asked everybody to ask this question at the end of their life. Did you do everything you could with everything you were given? Did you really live out the fullest expression of your possibilities and potential? And she said no. She had dreams that she wasn't living, and she was accepting mediocrity in some of the things she was doing. So she said, but I'm on a fixed income. I don't know how to get out of this situation. And so we sat down and we brainstormed. Because a fixed income is a fixed mindset. That's all it is, a fixed mindset. So what we did is we went to her school, and she's a high school that she was teaching at. And I said to her, I said, why don't we come in and why don't we come and do a talk there? And I'm going to go and I'm going to inspire the kids, and we're going to start a new paradigm for teaching. We're going to take people who are out in the world who are already, quote, successful in doing whatever they do, leaders in their profession. We're going to invite them to come and speak to this school, and we're going to create a whole new system for schools. And she said, that would be inspiring. You're also going to then network with all these people. That's going to give you a cause bigger than yourself to go and meet these leaders. In the meantime, you're going to structure some of the things you really want to be doing, because you want to be consulting and mentoring some of those, not just kids, but adults too, and get paid for it. And she came up with these strategies. And we started inviting the people to come to speak. I was one of them. I spearheaded it. And all of a sudden, she got noticed by the people at the school. And then some other schools in the region of Canada started noticing what she was doing, because all of a sudden the overall productivity and education of that school went up. The kids started getting better outcomes because they got inspired by leaders, got possibility thinking, you see. She all of a sudden got an opportunity to head up a new division in the educational system, got a higher salary, all of a sudden started doing consulting and speaking on the side on other educational systems. She was with me the other day. She signed a contract for $100,000 for 1 month's work. She's going to make over $1 million this year. This is 6 to 7 years later after being in a fixed income. She's got a new book coming out on the market, and she tells some of the story in it. A fixed income means a fixed mind. A fixed mind means I haven't stopped and asked, what else do I have within me that could be of service to other people that can earn me a living? That would be inspiring to me that I couldn't wait to go and get up and do. So she started a new trend in education and started doing consulting for educators and high school systems, and then moved it over to corporations. Now she's doing corporate and educational systems, and she's doing it and getting paid a hell of a lot more than she ever did before. How to make a hell of a profit and still get to heaven, because she's grateful for her life. You know what heaven I call in my new book? Being grateful for life. That's heaven. When at the end of the day, you can have a tear in your eye and you can say, thank God I lived that day. That was an incredible day.